Isaac Kwongo Ogilo is the Director General of the Upper Nile State Ministry of Health. He says the state-owned ambulance is beyond repair, and as a result, patients in Malakal often are brought to hospitals in wheelbarrows. Ogilo warns the practice can aggravate health conditions and should be discouraged.
So I myself am among those who are really not comfortable with this. It is happening within Malakal town, and even it is happening within the POC. In Malakal town, we don't have even taxis. In the past, the town used to have taxis. The town used to have even minibuses. But today, they are not there. The family resort to carrying their own beloved ones on this wheelbarrow, sometimes carrying them even on the beds, until they reach the health facility. So it is very risky. Even those being carried on wheelbarrow, you get even the foot and legs are outside. So they can even be knocked at on the ground.
He says the state-run health sector lacks essential medicines, so patients often must buy drugs from pharmacies.
What we are missing is the essential and life-saving drugs. They are not in this component. And we end up prescribing to our patients so that they can buy on their own. And with the status of our people, because the state was really badly affected by war, our patients and their companions cannot even meet this requirement whereby we send them to buy these missing drug items.
Joseph Othiep is a 31-year-old father living at the Protection of Civilian Site, or POC. He says bringing patients in wheelbarrows and on beds from home to the hospitals is very difficult. He says even after the struggle to bring patients to the hospital in wheelbarrows or tuk-tuks, they often are given only acetaminophen or antibiotics. He says other medicines such as those needed for injections are not available in the government health facilities. Othiep says most people cannot afford to buy medicine by themselves, and sometimes they beg from friends to settle their medical bills. He also says anti-malarial and anti-inflammatory drugs are often not available.
In the hospital, you can get just Amoxil tablet, plus Benadol. Sometimes Antacine is there, but other medicine for injection, for example, antimazer, the clofenac, and other medicine, they are not available there.
He urges the government to supervise the non-profit groups operating in the health sector to ensure they carry out their duties properly. John Luong, the chairperson of Upper Nile Civil Society Forum, says there are no personal cars in Malakal except those owned by aid organizations. He says the few ambulances available belong to partners and they use them only at their facilities, not the state facilities. Luong says a major challenge lies in the road networks. He says if the government clears bushy roads, people will be encouraged to start taxi businesses in Malakal town.
Seeing the crisis, the roads are now bushy, they are impassable. If a tall business person bring a car that he intend for business and could be hired by a family that have a sick person to take to hospital, that car will not have a way to pass to go and collect that sick person from the house where it is. So it is now the government to deliver the service to the citizens.
Ogilo, the State Health Ministry's Director General, says most health workers abandoned work at the ministry to look for greener pastures, leaving state hospitals to struggle. He says the ministry has now opened a health institute where health workers are being trained. He adds the state government is working on roads and the situation may improve soon. For VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Kwad in Malakal.